Hey gorgeous, it's Denise Duffield Thomas here, your Lucky Bitch mentor, and welcome to step two of the Lucky Bitch Manifesting Formula. Now don't forget to send me through your ideas and ahas on Facebook. If we're not connected, just search for Denise Duffield Thomas, I'm the only one in the world, and I would love to hear what's coming up for you and what you're manifesting. So as I'm recording this course for you, I'm really thinking about you and how I can help you achieve your biggest goals and dreams, no matter what they are. So as you're listening in your car, your bed, in your office, or on your daily walk, I want you to know that I'm thinking of you and I'm sending you good manifesting vibes. I am not the only lucky bitch in the world. You can be a lucky bitch as well. And I know you can achieve amazing things, and the life you desire is just around the corner. I have worked with thousands of women around the world, seen and heard incredible things, and I believe in you. If they can do it, so can you. If I can do it, so can you. So I just want to commend you, first of all, for the work that you've done already. Decluttering is such a deep, deep topic, which I'm sure that you've seen now, and what it can bring up for you. Unfortunately, sometimes it can bring up some new problems, and you might feel like things are bubbling to the surface, which can be a little bit disconcerting at first. But don't worry about it. It will feel like maybe you're a little bit clear-headed or a bit light-headed, or maybe you even feel worse. It's completely normal. It's like when you start a new skincare routine and all those spots are coming to the surface. Don't worry if that's the case. It's completely normal. So I am doing decluttering all the time at the moment, and you know, I'm just in the trenches like you, looking to achieve my next goal. So I've been feeling a real urge to declutter my closet and get rid of everything, as well as decluttering even more emotions so I can go to the next level of success. So don't worry, I'm right here with you. Now, with that emotional decluttering, sometimes it can bring up old stuff that you thought was forgotten. And that's okay. It wasn't forgotten. It was just there under the surface. Now, let me tell you one thing. And again, why, if you have skipped the decluttering step, to go back and do it. I believe that everybody, including you, has a virtual river of abundance, whether that's the abundance of love, money, luck, good fortune, a beautiful lifestyle, whatever it is and whatever you want. So think of some of these negative beliefs that are coming up as rocks that have just been lying in the path of your river. And it's just been stopping the flow, the easy flow of abundance to you. Sometimes having those things that are blocking that flow makes little bits a bit stagnant, stinky, and smelly. And all we're doing is just getting rid of those obstacles. The universe will still find a way to bring what you want to you. It just might take a little bit longer. And that's why you might find as you go through the manifesting formula, things don't happen as quick as you like. Well, every time you go back and declutter more, you're just removing more and more of that debris or that disgusting stuff, and you're getting it quicker. So doesn't it make sense just to get rid of any obstacle that's in your way? You can get rid of the excuses you have, get rid of any of the crap that you're holding on to from keeping this beautiful river of abundance flowing to you. It'll just feel so much easier. So let me share one other philosophy I have. I really do believe that when we come into this world, we choose experiences that help us learn and grow in this particular lifetime. So in a way, we chose our parents, we chose our childhood, we chose these experiences we're having in the world, and we can decide, great, I've learned that lesson, now it's time for me to move on to something else. And then when you do that, you can co-create your life once you've learned the lesson. You can choose, which is really exciting, but it also takes work to do and personal responsibility. But here's a question I get asked a lot about that. And it's, Denise, I'd like to know how to let go of the fear that seems to be holding me back whenever I want to try and do decluttering or move forward. And it's that fear of success, fear of staying still, fear of failure, basically fear, fear, fear. Now, I wish I could give you a definitive answer on this, because the real secret, I think, to success is realizing that everybody has that fear. Everybody is scared all the time, which kind of sucks in a way. Because I've asked this question to business mentors, people that I really respect and admire who are very successful. And I've said to them, when does the fear go away? And I honestly think this is a female issue because we feel things in such a different way than men do. So when we decide to do something a bit different, whether it's starting a new business, doing something creative, deciding to change something about our relationship, either to leave a partner or to get married, or maybe to travel the world, or really to do a big goal, to achieve something really huge, maybe step up in the world as a leader, it brings up all of our stuff. And I have to say, sometimes men are just better at doing stuff. Maybe they don't have as good imaginations as us and they can't imagine all the things that could potentially go wrong. Or maybe they don't just experience the same level of fear as us. Because for women, we start to think, well, what if I get so successful that my friends don't like me anymore? What if I get so successful that my partner doesn't like me? What if I get divorced? What if my parents feel threatened by my success? What if I have such an amazing time doing this creative business that people pay me money for it? And well, maybe it's all going to go bad. I'm going to have to go back to a job that I don't like. And so when I asked all of these women and said, you know, when does the fear go away? At what point or what can you do to make the fear go away? And you know what they say? Never. And it kind of sucks. So I tell that to people like you and I tell it to my clients and they say, oh, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I still want you to tell me how to get rid of the fear. And actually what I'm saying to you is this idea that the fear never goes away. You can learn to dance with it and you can learn to move forward anyway despite the fear, but it never really goes away. And that's the great news and that's the bad news. The great news is you have exactly everything you need right now to achieve outrageous success. You don't have to become a fearless person to do it. And I guess the bad news is you're going to have to just live with fear and dance with fear. There really is no magic pill. If you find it, please let me know. You just have to decide that, oh my God, I'm really scared about calling that person. Oh, I'm really scared about moving. I'm scared about leaving this person. I'm really scared about starting this new venture. Oh, I'm so scared about writing this article and pressing send. But you know what? Just do a little baby step forward, just a little one, and then see how it goes. So it's a beautiful question that I get all the time because all of us have the fear that maybe that we're just the only one that feels it, that we're just not good enough. So we all have this secret wish that we are the one that we wanted to be, and we have the secret fear that we're not. A secret wish that we're special and have huge potential, and a secret fear that we're never going to achieve it. There's just something wrong with this. So the fear is normal. It's totally, totally fine. Another question is, am I in this bad situation because of my own thoughts and feelings, or am I just unlucky? So that's a really good question. Yes, you are always in every situation because of your current thoughts and actions. In fact, every single situation that you're in today is something that you've manifested for yourself. The money that you're earning today is because of your own current and past thoughts and feelings. About money, about being wealthy, about how much money you're allowed to earn, how you're actually allowed to earn the money, thoughts and feelings about other people's money, how much your friends earn, your partner, how much he or she earns, your parents and how much they earned, your industry and what people are allowed to earn in your industry, and then your actions. Yes, you're in your money situation because of actions that you've had around money, how you've spent it, saved it, everything. And that is true no matter what situation you're in your life, whether it's your love life, your health, the country you live in, the house that you live in, and everything. Money just sometimes shows up in a much clearer way. Now, remember, if you do have some real money stuff, go and check out my Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp. It is really life-changing and it's taking all of the tools that we're learning and applying them directly to money. So let's look at another situation, your health. So you are totally in that situation because of your thoughts, actions, feelings about your body, what it's capable of, what you deserve to have in your life around your health, what would happen if you were too healthy. For example, if you're a perfect size, what would happen then? Do you have any thoughts or feelings or fears around it? So I'm someone who obviously believes in luck. I wrote a book called Lucky Bitch. Everything is about luck. But you know what? I don't really believe in being unlucky. It's a complete state of mind. If you believe you're unlucky, you will attract thoughts, feelings, actions, circumstances, everything that just reinforce what you believe. If you believe you're an unlucky person, some things will happen out of the blue that completely confirm that. You might have a little car accident, or you might have a big unexpected bill come in, you might trip down the stairs, and all these little things that compound to prove you right that you're an unlucky person. On the flip side, though, if you believe that you're a lucky person, those things still might happen, but you just don't make them mean anything. So I totally now believe that I'm a lucky person, and I had a car accident. I dinged my car. I wasn't hurt, but it cost me $600 in excess insurance fees. So do you think I went, oh, well, this must mean that I'm not a lucky person after all? No way. I didn't even let that enter my thoughts. I didn't even let it enter into my daily life. I made myself go, wow, that's really unusual. Things like that never happen to me. I'm such a lucky person. Oh, this must be a message from the universe to slow me down. And you know what? The universe will always give you what you want and expect and will always be working for your highest good. So if you want to, you can see the lesson in everything. Now, this brings me onto the second step of the manifesting formula, getting very, very clear on what you want. So getting clear on what you want is one of the topics I'm pretty much have been most passionate about for my whole life. It is all about goal setting, designing your life, consciously designing your ideal life, and redesigning your universe. It is a topic that I could talk about all day long. One of my innate strengths is to be future-oriented. So I'm really great at helping people plan out big dreams, getting them to decide exactly what they want, and getting really, really excited about it. As a coach, that is one of my strengths. So if you work with me privately, that is an area I can help you with. But, you know, I call myself the lucky bitch, but everybody can learn to be good at manifesting through becoming a deliberate and conscious goal setter. So just imagine if all you had to do was ask and it would be provided to you just like magic, like that. And of course, in a way, that is our biggest dream, and it's also kind of what we're most afraid of. Just, you know, like if we had a genie come along and give you three magic wishes, some people get a bit scared about that. What if you ask for the wrong thing? What if it comes and it's not exactly what you want? What if it comes and it's not as good as you thought it was going to be? And if all of those things come up for you, it's great, because it just means you've got more things to declutter. And having more things to declutter isn't a bad thing. It actually just gives you some stuff to work on. All of us have more to declutter, but it's really hard when you can't identify it. So every time something comes up for you and you think, oh crap, I have to declutter that again. Instead, I want you to go, yay, I've figured out something that I can declutter. When people say to me, oh no, I'm done with all of that now, I just think that is bullshit. You can always find more things to clear up. You can look at more of your beliefs, more things to discuss with your coach. It is brilliant. So get excited. Now, here's what we're going to cover in this lesson. We're going to get really clear on what you really, 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 really want for your life and discover how you're getting exactly what you're asking for already. We're going to be learning how to build your manifesting muscles and why you are already a fantastic manifester. You probably just don't even know it yet. We're going to learn to set a daily practice that could make you a millionaire if you want to. You might want to be a billionaire. That's okay too. You might just want an extra 10,000. That's okay too. You might have something else as your goal. You might want to manifest a baby. That's fine. We'll set a daily practice that can get you whatever you want, whatever it is that you want in your life. Now, we're also going to talk about a few distinctions around manifesting. And something that an exercise that is called preferences that is actually sometimes more important than goals, and you're going to love it. So goals can sometimes feel a bit, you know, masculine, a bit career focused, a bit like pushing through it. And for women, a lot of women shy away from making and setting a goal or making it concrete. Might feel a bit too confronting. So you're going to love this preferences exercise because it's a very lovely and gentle, but just as powerful way of defining and deciding what you really want. And then the last part is we're going to make sure that by the time you finish this step, you have designed your dream life in all areas. It's going to be amazing. So we've got a lot of exercises to do together, but just do them one step at a time. If you get freaked out, just revisit the decluttering module. So we're going to start with a very quick meditation and relaxation. Now remember, it's okay to skip this step and go on to the next audio track if you are driving. If you are not driving, just take the moment to really decompress and to be with me just for a couple of moments to get yourself in the zone. So put down everything, put down your pen and paper, uncross your arms and legs, and take a nice deep breath in and out. As you breathe in, feel all of that beautiful, life-giving air coming into your lungs, filling it up. And as you breathe out, feel all that tension leave your body. Just be aware of any thoughts or feelings that are coming up for you. Any worry about getting it right, getting value out of the call, any of that, just let it go on the out breath. And breathe in again and then out. Just let go of any of those thoughts or feelings about anything that you have to do. Anywhere you need to be or any worries of the day, just let that go as well. Because there's nothing else you need to do right now, nowhere else you need to be, just to be here and redesign your beautiful life. Notice anywhere where you've got any tension in your body. You might be holding your shoulders tightly, holding onto your jaw tightly. Just let that go as well. Let go of any worry in your stomach and just breathe into it. Now, set an intention that something new is going to open up for you today. What if you were already? We'll just start that. What if you already had everything that you needed? What if you knew that all of your goals are going to work out for you 100%, that you're already doing everything you need to manifest your goals and dreams? What if you already had the skills? What if you already had the knowledge? What if you already had the mindset and you already knew what you had to do? What would it feel like if you knew that your goals were inevitable, that achieving your goals were 100% inevitable? Together, we're going to step into a new exploration of what's possible for you. So feel that tingle of excitement deep in your belly, because together we're going to co-create the next phase of your life. Take another big, deep breath in and stretch back in your chair if you need to. Raise your arms above your head. Do a big yawn. Get some oxygen into your body. And give your wrists a rotate, and then rotate your shoulders slowly and give them a shake. Excellent. Now the question I have for you, gorgeous, is what do you actually want? What do you really want in your life? Could you actually answer that today? Could you actually give me, you know, maybe your top three things and exactly what it looks like at the moment? Because really, whether you know it or not, you are already an excellent manifester and you are proving it every single day. So you know that you've manifested everything in your life. So I want you to take a moment to feel some great, deep gratitude for yourself, for everything that you've able to manifest in your life so far. And if it's something that you no longer want, give yourself permission to grow and to change. So I get a question regularly about, you know, what happens if you do set a goal and you manifest it and it's not right? You know, it's not what you actually want. Well, you know what, gorgeous? You can send it back. You can say, universe, thank you for letting me manifest this and for helping me. But you know what? It's not quite what I was after. Now I know I want it slightly different. Do you mind if it's kind of this element, but with a little twist of that? That is totally okay. And actually, I've never met anyone who isn't a good manifester, because good or bad, what you think about all the time is what you get. And a great example of this is if you want to manifest a new job and, you know, you suddenly get three offers, but they're not quite what you wanted. Maybe the pay isn't right or the hours aren't right, but you didn't really specify that in the beginning. So don't feel like you have to take the freaking job just because you did it. You can actually start over again, thank the universe and say, great, I'm sending this back for something better. And every time you do that, you actually do free up space for something better. You choose every day what you want based on your current beliefs and attention to what you want. So in step one, we looked at your current beliefs. And in step two, we're looking at the attention of what you actually want. And this is the crux of the law of attraction. What you put out there, you'll get back. What you believe will happen in your life. It's what you think about constantly that will bring your goals into your life. Now, there are a few reasons for this, and I am not a scientific person, but here's the short answer. There's a part of our brain that is called the reticular activating system, and it works like Google search. So say you wanted to manifest a car and you know exactly what kind of car you want, down to the color, make, model, everything. So all of that information goes into your brain and it activates the reticular activating system. And then suddenly your brain's going to notice all the different cars and you start to go, wow, I really want a silver Prius. And suddenly I'm seeing 20 of them a day. Like, what's going on? Is everyone suddenly getting the idea from me to buy them? Like, what the hell? And as we know, our brains take in only so much information, just, you know, a very small proportion of what we actually see, because our brains filter out all the rest. Well, who chooses the filter? You know what? It's kind of like Google in that it's a very complex algorithm that chooses the filter of what we actually see. So Google works exactly like that. We type in something and we actually get filtered results. We sometimes just see country-specific things first, or geographic location, or we see things that are most popular in Google, or we see advertisers. We actually see sometimes what Google wants us to see. Google looks at all the different information that's out there in the World Wide Web and gives us a filtered, biased version of it. It gives us websites that are updated more regularly. It gives us websites that Google thinks is more relevant to our search. And our brain does the exact same thing. Suddenly, it's filtering out all the red Priuses or the silver Lexus cars and showing you what you're actually searching for at any one time, which could be the silver Prius. So our brain works like that all the time. And it's from caveman days when we had to recognize danger very, very quickly. We had to recognize predators and we had to recognize sources of food instantly. Now, of course, in today's society, we don't need to recognize the dinosaur or, you know, do our flight or fight response. We can actually use this power for good, and we can really use it to activate and magnetize exactly what we want, which is kind of cool because it's evolutionary. And now we can train it to build our manifesting powers. So when I talk about a manifesting muscle, it's exactly like going to the gym. It's exactly like learning how to be fit or how to lift weights or how to learn a new physical skill. Manifesting is a skill that requires practice. And some of us have very, very weak manifesting muscles. We're weak and even lazy when it comes to actually deciding what we want, because sometimes it's easier to be passive and let life come to you and let circumstances happen for you. Now, I have done this myself. I have decided I wanted a particular goal, and then I kind of just am waiting for the universe to bring it to me. I'm trying to be passive about it, and it does not work. It's like sitting at home and imagining yourself going to the gym, but not actually going to the gym. Now, let me give you another example of this. I was not made to be an employee. I am a terrible employee. But I would keep on going into corporate jobs because they're the jobs that were offered to me, and I was being really passive about starting my own business. So I was always just waiting for something else to happen. I didn't want to quit my job because it felt like quitting, you know, admitting defeat. But on the other hand, I didn't want to be in a job anymore because everything was about being an entrepreneur for me. I would go to conferences, I'd read books about being an entrepreneur, but I wasn't doing anything about it. But every time I went into my office, I felt uncomfortable even being in that situation. I was getting hives every time I went into the office. But I was being really weak in manifesting business success for myself. I was just saying, oh God, please, can something happen to me? You know, can someone else make this happen for me? Can someone else say, you, Denise, you should work for yourself? Or maybe if I'm really bad at my job, they'll fire me. Or maybe they'll give me a redundancy payout and then I won't have to actually make this decision by myself. So that's what I mean when I say that most of us are very weak. We're just not strong in deciding what we want in our lives. So the great thing is that the more you do it, the better you'll get at it, and the better it will work, and the quicker it will work. Sometimes you will be in a flow and you'll set an intention for something and it will just happen almost immediately. And it's crazy when it happens, but it's true. You might get a phone call almost immediately, or it might take a couple of weeks for your goal to manifest itself to you. It really depends on how much you're using and training that muscle. But here's a great news as well. If you've ever gone to the gym and you've gotten really, really fit, then you know probably about muscle memory. You know, you go to the gym for 6 months, you do a lot of workouts, you get amazing, and then you stop for 6 months and everything kind of gets flabby again. So when you start again, it's going to take some time, but your muscles will remember that and they'll build much quicker the second time around. This is exactly the same with goal setting. You don't need to stress about it. You don't have to think that you're bad at goal setting or you won't like it. It's kind of just like the forgiveness work when I said forgiveness is non-negotiable. Goal setting is non-negotiable if you want to be successful and if you want to be a conscious manifester. It's like if you call up your local pizza place and you just say, send me a pizza. I want a large pizza with vegetarian topping and extra cheese. Okay, it's a bit counterintuitive having vegetarian extra cheese, but imagine if you call up and say, hi, it's Denise here. I was just wondering if you can send me a pizza, please. And they go, yeah, cool. What do you want? And you go, oh, I don't know. Why don't you just send me something you think I would like? And they go, okay. Can you give us some clues? And you go, no. Just send me what you think I'd like. And then maybe the next time you call up and you go, hey, it's Denise. I didn't really like that pizza you sent me. Can you send me another one? And they'll go, yeah, okay. What do you want this time? And you go, oh, come on. You know me by now. Why don't you just send me what you think I'd like? Surprise me. And that sounds really, really freaking dumb. But that's exactly what we're doing all the time for the universe. We're saying, universe, send me a man. And the universe is like, what kind of man? You go, I don't know. Just surprise me. Someone awesome. And then you get asked on these dates and you're like, what the hell? These guys are random. Well, random requests equal random results. So, you know, we are just getting the courage to get very, very precise on what we want. Now, it's okay if it comes and it's not right. Remember, you can send it back. But don't blame the universe if you get some random guys showing up in your life or a random job offer or random little bits of money or random bills because you're probably asking for it. It sounds really mean. You're totally asking for it. But if you're not asking for what you want, you're getting the default. So I met up with my friend Lenore Miller recently. We're talking about manifesting our husbands. Yay, we totally did. And we were talking about writing down a list of everything that you want in a man as part of your manifesting, manifesting. And I said to her, yeah, I totally did that. I wrote down about 12 things. She said, well, I got really serious about it. And I wanted to write out a list of 500. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. She goes, I didn't make 500, but I got to about 210 and I couldn't think of any more. So I thought, hey, that's amazing. That is commitment to specifying exactly what you want. So let me tell you the difference between being specific and being prescriptive. And prescriptive means inflexible, unbending, narrow-minded. And the universe loves you to be specific, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you have to be open-minded. So say, for example, you want a car and you know the exact car that you want. You want the color, the size, whatever. If you don't have a preference around it, you could just say, oh, I want a new car. A car that works, maybe a car that makes me feel good, whatever, 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 right? But if you are too prescriptive about it, it can kind of get a bit tricky. And I'll give you a perfect example. So I had a client who came to me and said, Denise, I want to meet a man and get married. And she's the loveliest person, but she was single for 7 years. And she was just getting to a point where she was just getting a bit desperate, shall I say. And I said to her, I'll work with you only if you follow my advice and do everything that I say. So she did. She followed my advice and she manifested the guy. She got married and she's just about to have a baby, which is really awesome. But here's what we had to shift within her. We did a goal setting exercise at the beginning of working together. And, you know, I said to her, tell me everything that you want. And she went, okay, Denise, my goal is to go on a honeymoon with my new husband to Hawaii by December this year. And I went, okay, that's really good. It's very specific. I like it. You're really going for it. You're stretching yourself out there. You haven't met him yet. And that's cool. You want to be on honeymoon. I think it was 6 months away. I was like, that's great. However, what if this new guy doesn't want to get married so quickly? What if he doesn't want to go to Hawaii on his honeymoon? So she was just being a little bit too prescriptive to the universe. And then the universe has to find this guy whose desires align exactly with yours in that very, very prescriptive way. So you still can be specific and you could voice it, for example, like, I want to go on holidays with my soulmate by the end of the year. And that kind of gives you a little bit of leeway, because if you're being so prescriptive, you're kind of saying to the universe, I know better. This is exactly how it's going to be. And hopefully you can see the difference. The thing is, you really want to align to what you actually want the outcome to be. So for her, she wanted to get married, but really the real outcome is that she wanted to feel loved. She wanted to feel like she was in a relationship with somebody. She wanted to have some romance in her life. So she can still have that without being married by that exact guy, by that exact time, going on that exact honeymoon. The hilarious thing about this is that when she actually shifted that, she got married from the day that we met to actually her wedding. It was 9 months later. And I went to her wedding. She came out after the ceremony and she said, Denise, we did it. And I truly believe that she manifested that quicker, ironically, by being less prescriptive about what she wanted and allowed the universe to give her some surprises along the way as well. By the way, they went to Fiji instead of Hawaii for their honeymoon, so pretty close. And she's just about to welcome her first baby. So if you want to manifest your soulmate as well, consider doing my soulmate course or just go through this course again with your soulmate in mind. So as we go through the exercises today, I really want you to look at what you actually want. What is the outcome? Not the process, not how it's going to happen. And I know that can be very hard to give up, especially if you're a control freak. But really, you want to look beyond the initial goal. So when I talk about people wanting to win the lottery, I want them to look beyond the lottery, like look through it. The lottery is just one way that you could manifest outrageous success in your life and the money to pay for everything. It's just one way. What if you got so stuck on winning the lottery that the universe is constantly trying to change things, to rearrange things in your favor for you to win the lottery, but actually you could get the dream house or the dream man or the dream car without it? There could be thousands of different ways that you can actually achieve those goals. And if you're stuck on winning the lottery, you are just delaying having your goals. So I want to talk a little bit to the control freaks. Haha, I'm a Virgo. I have to admit, I am a little bit of a control freak. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure I will be in the future as well. But I've learned to give up how the universe is going to bring me what I want. Before I won the ultimate job competition, as you'll read about in Lucky Bitch and you've heard me reference, I had no idea how I was going to go traveling, had no idea how I was going to get the money, had no idea about the details. All I knew is that I wanted to be free to go traveling with my husband, be in a warm country, wake up and feel happy about my life every day. Basically, I just didn't want to be in a job. I didn't want to be in an office. I wanted to be free to travel, to do my work when I wanted to be creative. Now, that's what I aligned to. I aligned to the feeling of it. I didn't kind of think, oh, I'm going to have to save up money or I really should apply for a job that could be traveling. Had no idea that the honeymoon tester's job even existed. I was just aligning myself to what I really wanted. And the universe had a hell of a surprise for me and how I actually manifested it. So some things we can leave up to the universe and some things we actually have to be very, very clear on. And I'll tell you where you should do the difference. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with a very quick visualization before we get into the exercises. And then remember, if you're driving in a car, just press forward and you'll go on to the next track. So again, just put down your paper and pen, uncross your arms and legs and take in a big deep breath and out. Now I want you to imagine that it's actually 5 years after you have achieved your biggest goal. So you have been living for at least 5 years with that big goal already taken care of. And it's actually just how you live your life now. You've been living it for 5 years. So look at your life as if it's a bit of a montage. What's different for you now? Where are you living? Who are you living with? What kind of activities are you doing? What sort of food are you eating? Who are your friends? What kind of work are you doing? What sort of clothes do you wear? What does your body look like? Where do you go on holidays? What kind of fun things are you doing and who are you doing them with? Just go through that little montage of your day, any activities, places, people, any little details that you can see. What kind of house are you coming back to at night? Are you living in a different country, a different city? And then what's the feeling of that place? How does it feel to actually live in that place where you've just achieved one of your most important goals and dreams? How does it feel? How would you hold yourself in that beautiful day, in that beautiful future that you can see? Whatever you're seeing and feeling, see where that lives in your body when you really look at your future. Now, we're going to push even further into the future. So imagine if you've been living with your ideal life, with your goals and dreams having been achieved for 5 whole years, I imagine you're going to have even bigger goals and dreams for yourself. So let's take it 5 more years into the future where everything is even beyond what you can comprehend now. Life is even better that you can even imagine. Take a look again and see. If you flip through the pictures of a montage of your life, what do you see? Who are you hanging out with? What do you look like? What kind of activities? What kind of house are you living in? Just take everything up to the next level. Grab hold of that dial and take it up. Couple of notches and make it even more exciting. Really drink in every pixel of that image. That is exactly what we're going to design together. So just take one more look at maybe your favorite image of that. And then take a great big deep breath in and come back to the present moment.